I'm Patrick Chandler.
I'm TJ Kiblin.
I'm Nick Reyes. And you're listening to the Sweat Daily Podcast.
All right, what's up, everybody?
Hi.
What's up?
What's up? So we got a good group. We're back with the Sweat Daily. I guess you should probably be wondering, like, what am I listening to? I think if you've gotten to this point, you probably know what you're listening to. But if you're new, you're listening to the Sweat Daily Podcast. Patrick Chandler here. We got Nick Reyes, and then we also got Andy Grunbaum.
Second time.
You guys. Second time. Second guest.
You guys are desperate.
We're super desperate.
There's nothing I like more than desperation. That's why I showed up.
TJ's out today.
TJ is out. So we brought in our next best thing. So
love that.
We're going to talk about some a topic near and dear to AG's heart, which is athleticism. I think this actually started with a raging poolside debate,
an
oceanside debate, yeah,
drunken debauchery of a debate
of who is the most athletic position in sports. Is that
what is the most athletic? And of course, I said goalkeeper.
Weird.
Yeah.
And then quiet ensued and then laughter.
I seriously was like, is he serious?
This guy can't be.
Yeah. You're everybody's scanning your face. Like, right, is that a joke? Is he serious? Or is this for real? Obviously played goalkeeper for many, many years. So maybe a little biased.
Well, my argument is that, you know, if you look at somebody that's never played soccer and watch them try and dribble and coordinate themselves with their feet, It's pretty hilarious, and it requires, I think that's appreciation that the game of soccer has, right? Just watch somebody that can't play or hasn't played at a high level, and it's like watching a giraffe walk for the first time or a baby deer.
Wait, but goalkeepers can use their hands.
Oh, I'm getting there.
Okay.
So my argument is that the modern goalkeeper is on the ball in distribution more so than some of the players on the field, and you have to be able to, you know, like a golfer, hit a that was for you.
Thank you, appreciate that.
I know you love golf.
You went from goalkeeper to even a more athletic sport of golf.
Yes, you have to be able to hit a variety of different distribution out of your hands from the ground, but then also what you have to do to move to a spot and react to a ball that's being hit at you, moving, deflections, all that stuff. I mean, it's pretty insane.
Yeah, no, I mean, I see where you're going with that, but I think we need to back up first and say,
what is an athlete?
What is athleticism? So I'm like, okay, I'm thinking about this. Typed in a quick Google search, and I'm like, all right, first thing that pops up, physical qualities that are characteristics of athletes. I'm like, that doesn't help me at all, because that's just very broad. Strength, fitness, and agility are the three defining characteristics of athleticism.
I feel like I check all those boxes.
Just you personally, though, right?
We're not going to discuss your squat depth.
Nick, come on, bro.
So I guess when we're having this debate about athleticism and specifically what athlete or what positional athlete is the most athletic, you got to think of who has strength, fitness, and agility, which I think is somewhat interesting because I feel like what you're describing with the goalkeeper, soccer, and even the golf part that you brought up is more skill related as opposed to strength, fitness, and agility. I guess agility could be mixed in there. What do you guys think about that? Because I'm thinking, you know, dribbling with your feet is incredibly difficult if you've never done it. And you can, like you said, clearly see when somebody's like, yeah, they've never kicked a soccer ball at all. But would you classify that as agility or would you classify that as a specific skill?
You want me to start, Nick? I mean, I think you're on to, you know, a more specific definition that I think kind of takes my argument and puts it in the shitter a little bit.
Welcome to the podcast.
We just invited you to just be like completely poke holes in your theory. And
you're wrong. Be on your way.
all right, we're done with you. Get out of here.
I've been punked. I do think it's a skill because if you look at the three traits that you said, and I'll use Chad Ochocinco as an example. He was on trial, really not a trial, just kind of for fun with the Wizards, I think, or Sporting Kansas City. I think they had changed their name at that time. Mm-hmm. And I think you'd say he's got some decent strength, agility, mm-hmm. and what was the other one?
fitness.
Fitness, right? He's got all those three things, and he looked hilarious dribbling a soccer ball.
He so does, and he has a background in soccer too, doesn't he?
Well, you know, he played at some point in time, I'm guessing.
So. Right, yeah, yeah, right.
Probably when he's like 13. So clearly, you know, I think you've made the argument there that, you know, like I said, buries me.
And that's all that we came for. No. But what I wanted to do is we got the Olympics actually going on right now. Yep. Kind of wanted to talk because when you think Olympics, you think of like best athletes in the world, right? Only comes around four times a year, train their whole lives for this. So we kind of wanted to break down different, go through like the different events and talk about like who is the most athletic, you know, person
based on those three,
based on those yeah. criteria. And it was a little bit tougher, I think, when we went through it. I know Nick's got the list pulled up. I've got it as well. But just going through alphabetically, it's actually kind of interesting, you know, and it kind of led me down a rabbit hole of like, man, why are these in the Olympics? But that's a whole different story. So I think the first one is archery.
Let's move on.
Yeah. We don't need to spend a lot of time there. Artistic swimming. You know, strength, fitness. Yeah, probably it requires them, but is it the most? Probably not. Badminton. Duh. Yeah. That one's gotta be top, right?
It's up there.
You guys play, what is it? The shuttlecock. You guys knock the shuttlecock around a little bit out there playing some badminton.
That's a different kind of sport.
Typically you don't play with shuttlecock on TV.
Not unless it's with my racket.
Yeah. So, probably not up there. Baseball. That's where it gets a little interesting. Cause there's so many different positions you can have like a really
mad respect for the ability to hit a ball that's being thrown at you with spin and all that stuff. I think it's kind of the same argument, right? It's
exactly.
A specialized type of these guys are strong, you know, they're fast, but, you know, the stamina probably doesn't need to be there necessarily.
The fitness aspect of it is, I mean, we've all seen Big Poppy. He's one of the best baseball players ever.
Big Poppy.
Although he is incredibly strong, like, I don't think that dude could run a mile.
No way.
Not a well-known fact is he was excellent badminton player, Big Poppy.
Hey, full circle. Bang, right there.
That cannot be confirmed.
I think you're right as far as baseball just being more of a skilled sport as opposed to an athleticism-based sport.
Right.
Of course, there's going to be athletic players. Now we're getting into another one, basketball. This one, I think, is where people just immediately are like, boom, that one. Like, those guys are crazy athletes. What do you guys think about basketball?
That was my argument when Andy and I had this debate was I actually thought the power forward position was one of the most athletic positions in, like, all sports the world.
You have to be strong. Mm-hmm. And it's up and down, right? So there's a fitness element to it. The skill part is being able to handle the ball, like, you know, similar to a soccer player, but dribbling the ball, obviously.
Strength, fitness, agility. Those all three much check the box.
It does check the box. I don't want to agree with Nick Reyes. I think he's a terrible human being. But here we are.
All right. So that we'll keep that one on the list because we got a bunch more to go through.
They have 3-on-3 basketball.
They have 3-on-3 basketball. That's interesting.
We could get a team, guys.
There's three of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't know if we could hit that criteria of the power forward.
Dude, we have
AG's the tallest and he's like 6'1".
6 foot.
Yeah.
I think we can pull this off. You're a baseball player. I'm kind of an Olympic weightlifter. And Andy is one of the best athletes in the world as a goalkeeper.
Just judged on the position I played.
Olympics 2026, guys.
Bang. There you go.
2025.
2024.
I'll actually check my calendar on that one.
Yeah, we'll see where we're at. Yeah. I don't know. We might be too busy at that point. But beach volleyball is kind of an interesting one. But
I freaking love beach volleyball. It's,
yeah, that if you've ever played it, how much fitness
stamina,
it actually takes.
Stamina, endurance, fitness, probably not as much strength, although you do have to, you know, be able to leap from the sand and that wears.
But yeah, that 2-on-2, just thinking how big of area space you have to cover. I think I would actually put that one up there with probably a basketball player. I think that like you said, the strength is a little bit of a different issue. If you take a power forward in basketball,
the only difference is you're competing directly against another human being that is just as strong or you know, and right. it's that collusion that course.
Physical contact.
And I think that would give basketball the edge.
Yeah, I think so too.
Agreed.
Next up is boxing.
I mean, I'm not messing with anybody.
Same.
Yeah, that one. That
run.
One. I think.
Run.
Interestingly enough, checks all the boxes.
Yeah.
It also requires incredible skill, but just very much different skill. Huh. So
does it require strength? Like, do you think of Floyd Mayweather as a strong
guy? Because there's different weight classes. Obviously, you would think of Tyson in his prime as being incredibly strong and hitting hard.
I would never question a boxer's strength.
I'm just saying, like, does it require it, though?
Yeah, I think it does. I think you can have speed and technique and use your body well to throw a punch. But if you don't have strength behind it, I can't imagine it's going to, like, if you hit me, I'm guessing it would feel like a mosquito bite, Nick.
But
if Pat hit me, I'm guessing it would, you know.
Just bricks.
Yeah, just a brick. So.
Gosh, okay. Yeah, I think by our definition, that one's got to fit as well. So okay. We'll put that in basketball into the category. We can move through a couple of these pretty quick, I think. Canoe and kayaking.
One-dimensional.
Cycling, also pretty one-dimensional.
Sure.
Diving is kind of an interesting one. I think when you dig down to it, it's a little bit more of a skill, but it's incredibly athletic. It's very gymnastics-based.
Very
athletic. Again, like, strength is required. You have to be able to jump and flip. I think the biggest thing with diving is the stamina, like the fitness aspect of it, as far as like you're jumping, doing some flips and, you know, landing in a pool, how much like cardiovascular fatigue is that going into? So that would be my reservation with that.
A lot of respect to divers and what they do.
To train, you probably got to make it up that ladder about 50 times a day. I bet you got strong legs.
Yeah.
Somewhere there's a diver listening that's just mother effing
just pissed.
All three of us. Like,
right. I don't think it makes the cut.
You have no idea.
I will race you right now, is what they're saying. Moving on.
Go on.
The next one is by far the most, and it is equestrian.
You have to have the most money to get it.
You have to. Sport. Yeah, that one takes a lot of money. Right.
Not an attribute.
No. Fencing is next. Interesting. I would probably just get whooped up and down if I tried to fence somebody, but I just don't think that it's going to require the strength. I guess when I think of strength, I think it requires agility. Absolutely. I think it requires fitness. I don't know how long fencing matches last.
I know, but you're wearing a suit.
You're wearing a
beekeeper suit for an hour.
Right. I don't know how heavy those things are. So maybe I hope that a bunch of people call us out. If you want to call us out about how wrong we are, hit us up on Sweat Daily Podcast on Instagram and just tell us.
What's your demo on fencing fans out there?
I can't think it's super high. Yeah. I don't know what the crossover is.
I don't think we're going to get a lot of hate mail on this.
We're dropping listeners like crazy.
All right. We got to keep plugging through though. What about field hockey?
Terrible. I'd imagine their posture is terrible.
Right. Just kind of hunched over all the time.
But and it requires a lot of stamina. I've seen some field hockey, but I don't think it's.
I think
it makes a list.
Again, I think it's kind of in that strength. I think there's some agility. And again, this is probably ignorance because I don't know the positions of field hockey. So there could be like a power forward type enforcer in field hockey that requires incredible strength. So I'm probably pleading ignorance on this one. But when I think of field hockey, I just don't think of the same athleticism that I think of.
Definitely some stamina stuff there.
Definitely stamina. Yeah. Definitely agility. But
some skill. Some skill
and absolutely require skill. That's right. I think again, it's kind of that baseball where there's probably some really athleticism involved, but is it super required? No, you probably need more skill. And then that translates perfect to golf because we've all seen John Daly. I don't think we think of athleticism when we think of him.
Have you guys ever concentrated so hard on something for 5 hours hungover?
Or drunk.
we can move on.
On my next meal, yeah.
Next one is a big one, gymnastics.
Yes.
Really impressive.
I think that's got to be,
have you ever
if
seen
not
Simone
the top.
Biles?
Right, yeah. Just
well,
the
if nothing else, I mean, like, there's a gymnast, you know, here and near and dear to the Kansas Athletic Club, you know, demo that I would never speak poorly on, and that's TJ's wife.
Yeah, she just is pretty fit.
And I think it's also, the amount of gymnasts that translate over to different sports, such as, you know, like a CrossFit or, you know, other athletic minded type of events would be like people that high level gymnasts can just transition right into something else. Like, that's pretty impressive. That's pretty athletic.
So with Jess in mind, it's by far the most athletic sport, right? Guys,
I mean, I think so. Yeah.
Yes, if you're listening, Jess,
I actually think that just about every gymnast could just easily go be a goalie. I literally mean that 100%.
I don't know. I don't know. Because
walk away, it's a trap.
It requires height. Goalkeeping requires height to an extent.
To an extent.
But, I don't think Simone Biles being 4'11" would stop many goals. You know what? She could maybe jump and kick them, like, backflip out of the way.
What's like the tallest, most successful gymnast of all time?
Ooh.
Like, is there a male gymnast that's ever been over 6 foot tall that has like multiple Olympic medals?
I would guess maybe, but it was probably in like 1930 or something like that.
Like, so it's just, I mean, I'm not saying this is like
anything anti-gym. It's not a big guy or gal sport.
Right.
But
there are sports that we're talking about that do require mm-hmm. like that height and that size.
I think it's kind of the opposite end of the basketball standpoint, because like you're not going to be a great power forward if you're 5'10" in a men's, great power forward in women's sports if you're 5'10", or if you're 4'11", you're probably not going to be a great goalkeeper. But if you're 6'11", you're probably not going to be swinging around from the pommel horse very well, just because your arms and legs are everywhere. So
I'm going to I could make a case for Simone Biles to be the best athlete in the world.
And I will not argue that.
Yeah, I think that's pretty sound argument. So let's fly through a couple more here. Handball,
so much fun to watch, guys.
Great so sport. Much fun. Yeah, but I don't think of highly athletic. Another couple ones: judo, karate, and I'm going to lump wrestling in there too, because they're just combat hand to hand type of sports. Gosh, it'd be hard to argue against that. I think that might be my fourth. I don't know enough about each one of them, though, to be able to rank. And that could probably incite some riots between people.
Wrestlers are pretty fit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty strong, pretty fit, pretty agile. Judo and karate as well, I would imagine, would take some. I don't know if they take strength.
I think, like, if you look at the UFC, right, and with the most successful UFC fighters, my guess is they're pretty darn good wrestlers.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or they do really well in those,
they at least can hold their own
to the ground, and then from there the other skills take over.
And you brought up like strength earlier, strength against another human being. I mean,
that's it, right?
When we're talking volleyball, right?
But yeah,
man, this is it.
Right.
Someone trying to impose their will on you.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Yeah, I think that one's pretty straightforward. So I'm going to put that as our fourth. Is somebody keeping track? If you're out there keeping track, you know, write those down. But we'll recap them here. I think some of the ones that you can skip through pretty quickly are modern pentathlon. Initially, I'm like, oh, so this was somebody that can do five events. And then I looked up what it is, and I was really disappointed, because it's like you have to run, you have to shoot an air rifle or a laser rifle, you have to ride a horse, swim, and fence. And I'm like, okay. It is impressive that you can do all those things
in life. When do all those things come into play?
Right. It's an interesting grouping of things to put together. I thought whenever this question came to me, my first initial one was the decathlete, back when they did 10 things, but that's not really a thing anymore in the Olympics. So we can't count that one as one of our sports. But then there's a lot more one dimensional things that we come through. Rhythmic gymnastics, rowing, rugby. We'll just edit that out there. Rugby is one that really sticks out to me, though.
Yeah.
Because that's some serious stuff. Those dudes, no pads,
and women. All Blacks, that alone, I'm not messing with those dudes.
No, that's, I throw it in the list.
Yeah, that one's on there for sure. Sailing, probably not. Again, that's like an equestrian, you just need money. You need skill on that too.
Right. But money helps.
Money helps. Shooting, no. Skateboarding is an interesting one. I don't think of like being necessarily strong. You see a lot of skateboarders that are out there that are just like look like paper clips, but the skill that they have it's a skill.
It's a specialized skill. Mm-hmm. I don't put it up there.
All right, we'll skip over soccer. We already talked about soccer a little bit.
Goalies, you can throw them in.
Yeah. And then softball. Rock climbing. We already talked about baseball. Softball is kind of a similar skill-based sport. Sport climbing or rock climbing.
Isn't that relatively new?
It's new.
It's like for speed, though, right?
Right. Yeah. That's always interesting. But again, I think, I can't say that strength's not required. It's just a completely different type of strength. Being able to grip the face of a rock is pretty incredible.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys have ever gone to your local rock climbing gym and tried, it's like your forms and biceps and everything will be smoked.
Blown up.
Table tennis is on here. That one's
stop
big.
Right there, because that's the one.
Have you seen Forrest Gump?
I have.
Yeah, I mean.
inspirational.
He was good at everything, so that's pretty easy. Surfing's on there and swimming are on there, but those are also both pretty
one-dimensional. Whoa.
Swimming, I'm going to nominate, just let's, it's worth having the conversation.
Okay.
Like take Phelps. Dude's pretty strong. The stamina, as you guys have probably swam a few laps.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with it.
Where's the agility of it though?
Does he have more agility than a goalie?
That would be where maybe you draw the line. But I mean, as far as like strength goes and stamina and endurance.
I definitely agree with you on that.
405 shallow squat?
Probably.
Probably.
If you give him,
he might be able to.
If you give him a proper depth to hit, you know.
Okay. I'm going
to
counter you with that. I think surfing might be more athletic than swimming because I think you still require strength. I've never actually been surfing, but I'm equating it to wakeboarding / snow skiing, snowboarding. The strength that you require to be able to manipulate the board underneath you, the agility and balance, and then having the fitness to be able to get out there in the ocean. I think that actually might be encompass the three aspects.
I will say that a lot of them are towed.
Yeah.
You know, from watching the documentary on HBO where mm-hmm. it's like the 100-foot wave.
Right.
A lot of those surfers,
they don't actually swim out there.
They're towed out there. Yeah, there are some that swim, you know, but it's super impressive for sure.
All right. A couple big ones left. We got track and field and triathletes.
Man, there's like a million track and field.
There's so many track and field things that you could think of because track and field is not only just running, but you're jumping athletes. You also have your throwers. I just think that nowadays, I think back in the day, they used to, man, that's like a, I just turned into a grandpa real quick. I have one kid and then all of a sudden I'm talking about back in the day, but we get super specialized in our track and field now where you pretty much have one, maybe two events.
It used to like run four different events
mm-hmm. and right. then jump and maybe throw.
Right. right.
But now it's like, if you're throwing a discus, that's what you do. That's you don't even throw anything exactly. else.
Yeah. So very impressive, but mm-hmm. maybe not up there.
So we had volleyball on there. Weightlifting, you had already mentioned weightlifting. I think the strength and agility is really good, but the fitness might not necessarily.
Yeah, probably not.
Probably not as much as you love it. But I think one last one that's worth talking about now, I think our list has grown up to about eight, is water polo. What do you guys think about water
insane.
Polo?
Insane. Kind of talks about the swimming aspect, but you know, the strength to basically just sit there and in the water.
Churn water. And then throw and catch and fight somebody off.
I mean, it's intense.
Yeah, that's a sport that I would like to try, but just once.
Oh, well, I'd like to try it in like the shallow end of a pool.
I just want to be the goaltender. Just, there's the least amount of stamina involved.
You just look
there.
Over and it's just hands out hands and you're just standing on the bottom.
Can't be bothered.
But all right, so now's the time of truth. We ran through pretty much every event. What are you guys going with your favorite or what your favorite pick of those? I think we kind of listed out what all we agree on. And to kind of to recap some of the main ones, I think we talked basketball. We talked volleyball, sand or regular volleyball, gymnastics, diving, water polo.
Okay, I'm going to make two picks.
Okay.
For big people sports, I'm going power forward in basketball. And for smaller people sports, I'm going gymnastics.
Gymnastics.
What about you, P?
I think based on our criteria, man, I'm having a hard time going away from gymnastics, but I'm going to pick water polo. I'm going to be different.
And I'm going to go soccer.
Weird.
Not too surprising. Well, AG, much appreciated for joining us. This is a good time. Hope everybody out there is enjoying the Olympics. Go USA, unless you're not from the USA, and then go whatever country you're from.
Comment on social media when we post this.
Yeah.
What's your favorite sport?
Yeah, what's your favorite sport? Who do you think is most athletic, and why is it AG as a goalkeeper?
Which one do you enjoy watching?
Yeah, and make sure to like us, subscribe, rate, review, all that fun stuff. Make sure you sweat daily, everybody.